Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And for the first time ever, North Texas out of Denton has grabbed an NCAA tournament victory. They outlast Purdue in overtime, 78-69. The Mean Green was fierce today in Indy.
History made. You heard the audio on Westwood One, and we have the head coach of the Mean Green program, their first ever NCAA tournament win, the 4-13 upset here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan, head coach Grant McCaslin. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Have you come down? I know that you're disappointed after the Villanova game, but what was that high like? What was that feeling like of getting that Purdue win and just that first ever tourney win in school history?
It was remarkable, honestly, and something you can't put into words. But when you go to the locker room and that's the tight group that you've been through all the daily struggles with, the practices, the film sessions, the late night individual work, and you see all the work put in, it's just a huge blessing to be able to celebrate, because you don't get those moments very often, especially in the last year, because we won the Conference USA Championship the year before but didn't get the opportunity to play in the tournament. And you never know if you play in the tournament. There are people that go their whole lives that aren't involved in college basketball that don't get the opportunity to play, much less win. So just the thankfulness and the gratefulness that that group and all the hard work that they put into this program got to celebrate in that locker room, honestly, was one of the coolest moments of my life.
Was there any other time in your coaching career when you had more messages on your phone? I was trying to think. Was it when you first got the job, or what happened after the Purdue win? Any other time when your phone blew up that much?
Man, great question. So I was an assistant at Baylor when I played at Baylor, so I got the opportunity to like kind of go back home to be an assistant for Scott, and we played Kentucky in Atlanta in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four. That journey, just because of the friends I have at Baylor, we've had a lot of text messages, and it's funny because I remind our guys after every win, I'm like, go check your phone after we lost to UAB at home for the conference championship that we could have won on senior day. Those people that text you, that's who you text back right now. The rest of it, they can wait. Let's go figure out who we're going to play next and beat. And then you can get back to these messages after all that happens. Because, no, that's the heart behind it, right? Like, who's in there when you're at your greatest struggles is what I just remind them of. Like, not to say all the people that congratulate you aren't important, but at your toughest time, who's there for you? Just don't forget those people. So those are the people you should show appreciation for first and foremost, because of the struggle is the only way you get to the success.
UNT Hoops coach Grant McCaslin joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. I know upsets happen in this tournament all the time, you'll see coaches say, hey, man, off the record, we're going to need a miracle to win this game, or I think we've got – did you know going in, did you see something on film or like before the game where you thought, we got a real chance here, or was this even more unexpected even than that?
Yeah, great question. So my buddy, we were assistants together at Baylor. His name's Paul Mills. He's at ORU. He's the head coach. And so we both were up at in the NCAA bubble talking about this exactly, right, because they've already had two upsets. And when you're watching on film, there's a point that you get to that there's a revelation, like, this is our path to winning the game. This is how we do it, you know? And it's usually about 18 hours in the film watching. We kind of laugh about a number. But you get to a point where there's you see the path, and then it's like, how do you get everybody to believe in what you have to do in order to win? And so I do think there's a point at the beginning where you watch Purdue play and you're like, there's no way we can beat these dudes, you know? And then you start seeing one thing you can do, then here's another thing you can do. And then as a team and a program, it's like, what can you actually put into play? And so I'll tell you this, like, there's 100% belief in that locker room we were going to win that game, right? And beat Purdue. And it honestly, when you go back and look at it, it took about a perfect game for us to play in order to do it. And it was executed at a level that took a lot of heart and competitiveness and the preparation that you do in the summer. But it's both, right? It's like, this is a really good team, and when you get to the NCAA tournament, everybody's good, so you anticipate that. But that locker room believed, and we felt like we had the team and the plan to win that basketball game. And then you get out there and they're just normal guys, you know, I mean, they're talented. But your guys start to see how it can work, and you get in competitive moments like that, and you just you got a lot of belief and hope based off of your work to win the game.
I want to know who coordinated the family celebration that went viral on television with the wife pumping both fists and arms in the air, the daughter going with the ice in the veins, and then I guess the son rounding the guy around third base as you guys. This was just up 8 in the first, Coach. This wasn't at the very end. What did you think of the family celebration that went viral on TV?
I'll tell you what, the most important and the most awesome part of our coaching is my family. It ain't even close. Like, our team's awesome. Everybody talked about Javion Hamlet's dad. Zach Simmons' mom has gone through a crazy, amazing cancer journey this last year. I mean, I could go all the way down the list. James Reese's mom, you know, had COVID and was in the hospital for senior night at our place. Just an amazing family. Like, our whole team has families that are invested, and that's my family every day. Like, that celebration, that's them. I mean, that's not like the, I mean, I would, my son said, Dad, I had way better celebrations than that one. You know, like, it's funny. That was just a short picture, I think, of all of our families and their investment and what's going on. But that actual celebration, that's just the competitiveness of our family specifically. That's how they live every day. So that was just a 10-second clip of really what they act like for all 40 minutes of that basketball game.
Coach, take us inside the bubble. I'm fascinated to see what this was like. I mean, I've seen photos of, you know, bad food, weird setup, but I what was going on inside the bubble? Coaches hanging out together? Were you allowed to be doing all that stuff? What was it like in there?
Yeah, great question. So this was, I think, the most difficult part. When we got there, because they have to fly so many teams in on these private planes, they have to coordinate it. So you don't get to come in when you want to, right? They kind of tell you. I'm sure there are some programs that did get to come in when they want to. You know, if you're a number one seed, I'm guessing you get to pick the time. But, you know, when you're a 13th seed, they pick the time for you. So we got there, and we actually had to quarantine in our room because they make you have 2 negative tests, COVID tests, before you can get out of your room. And so during the selection show, which is the coolest, one of the coolest parts of it, we were all quarantined into our individual rooms. You know, some teams get to all go to a place. That was difficult, right? Because we were all just sticking our head out the hall. We all kind of came into the hall to come together on our floor. We had a whole floor to ourselves at the JW Marriott. That was all, we were all in individual rooms, and it was just our floor. So every team had their own floor at the different hotels connected by a convention center. And then once you got past that 12-hour period where you produced 2 negative tests, then you could basically kind of go where you wanted within the bubble of the NCAA, which was connected to the convention center. So to give you an example, like I did hang out with the Baylor coaches, the Gonzaga coaches. Truth be told, we had a pickleball room. There was a room that Gonzaga had, and we had a couple of pickleball games with Scott Drew and Bryce Drew and Mark Few at Gonzaga. So we were allowed to go to the yard that they called it, which was Victory Field, for an hour and go outside and play, which kind of is funny.
You know, love pickleball, too.
Hour
pickleball's fantastic.
But, yeah, no, it was wild, man. It was a unique experience and one that was a blessing because we got to play in the tournament. I think everybody viewed it as we were just grateful we were in the tournament. We were willing to do whatever it took to play those games.
You know, we've seen a lot of upsets in this tournament. You know, it's the highest number of high seeds that have made it to the Sweet 16. Do you think maybe because of the COVID protocols all year that the younger teams that have these five-star players just haven't been able to progress the way they normally do, and that's the reason for so many upsets?
There's no question that that has made a huge impact on these teams that have extreme amount of talent versus these teams that are experienced and have been together longer. There's no question about it. I mean, like, I can just tell you from our – we had to add a few guys to an already very, very solid roster, and it took us literally to the conference tournament to get Mardrez McBride, which was a huge piece to our run, a transfer from junior college, and a freshman, Abu Usman, who played 14 minutes against Purdue and was literally the MVP of the first half for us. It took us to the tournament to get them where they knew how we wanted to compete. So there's no question that this – favored the experienced teams that have, you know, been able to acclimate a roster quickly. And, you know, I mean, look at Duke's run at the end of the year and look what Kentucky finally got their team to do at the end of the year. I mean, not having June and July to bring your teams together and all the COVID pauses has negatively impacted those teams that were trying to bring together a roster of very high talented players. But teams win basketball games, man. That's the beauty of the sport. And if you're not a great basketball team and you're individuals, you can't win games.
Coach, we know how rabid and what an awesome environment and atmosphere Denton is. What type of fanfare, what type of reaction did you get coming back home or even after the win? And how much easier will this, how much will this help you with recruiting, quite frankly, at getting the first school win in program history?
Well, I will tell you that there's no doubt we have an amazing place that loves people well. The University of North Texas is awesome, but it's definitely not, you know, a basketball school per se, right? I mean, we've got so many great things about the university, and our hope is that there's an excitement that makes the experience of going to North Texas even better, to living in North Texas, that you just, there's something else that you can love and be a part of and can make, you know, being a student or being a person that lives in this area, something that you can, you know, enjoy. And that part of it is cool. And there's been so much great support. And, you know, hopefully it highlights what a great area and what great people we have at UNT. But the other side of it is, as you know, like, it does bring attention. I think it brings the ability to maybe, you know, upgrade what we're doing, which is what we've always wanted to do, man. We just want to make this better, and we want to make our university better. We want to make, you know, our basketball program better. And it doesn't mean necessarily that you get, you know, more talented people. That maybe not always be the answer. We want to protect our culture. You know, I think getting our tail beat by Jay Wright and what he kind of went through and winning the championship and then circled back and won it again, it's like, how do you keep bringing the people together that have the same heart that you do for what you're doing, and not just maybe try to take a shortcut just because you can get somebody that's more talented you think is going to make your situation better. So, I mean, a long answer to say, man, we've got great people here. We love it. We're so thankful we were able to highlight our university and the people in this area and their passion for sports. But at the same time, we want to protect what we're doing and just keep including people that have the same heart we do for believing in what we're doing, serving each other, and competing your tail off every day.
Coach, this was a treat. Amazing interview. Thank you so much for the time, the awesome answers, and congratulations on making history. Have a great offseason, and we look forward to more of it moving forward. Thank you.
Thank y'all. Go Mean Green.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.